Cool.
Welcome, everyone. I am really excited to have Amy Wu here today as for the interview. Amy has been slinging professional and broadcast cameras in the film industry for over 15 years, even before high definition existed. She's helped clients like MGM and Paramount Pictures bring their vision to life on the big screen. But she really found her passion in helping entrepreneurs tell their story to spread their brand message and elevate their online presence with branded videos. At the heart of her work is the love for storytelling, which we will talk about. Her mission is to transform that soulful message from your heart into a beautiful medium that you can share with the world. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me, Natalie. I'm super excited for this.
I'm excited to have you as well and to find out more about your journey because I know only a little bit. So that's going to be interesting for me too. So let's dive in.
Yeah.
That's okay. So first, can you share how did you become an entrepreneur? You know, can you describe your journey?
Yeah. So there's actually a pretty interesting story that goes behind this. And so, you know, as you mentioned, I'd worked in the film industry for over 15 years and I was commercial, you know, working on these big commercial projects and directly with cameras way long before HD even existed. But it was super long hours. And, you know, but at the time I was young and there are new projects all the time and meeting new people. But I guess deep inside, there was always a part of me that didn't felt like I was ever able to really fully creatively express myself. And, but I was young and, you know, it was fine. So I kept going along with it until in 2007, my mom was diagnosed with cancer and I was the eldest and I was also very close to my mom. I pretty much raised my three younger sisters with her. And so this news devastated me because I was often stuck at work at a time when she really needed me the most. And I will never forget this one afternoon when I actually went into my boss's office to ask him if I could have an afternoon off so that I could take my mom to chemo. And I will never forget how he looked me straight in the eyes and said, "Oh, she can't drive herself." And of course, this infuriated me and was scared of leaving. You know, I didn't have an exit plan. I didn't, you know what else I could do. And so months rolled by, years rolled by. And then finally in October of 2010, my mom and my sisters took one final family trip to Tofino in BC. And for those of you who don't know where Tofino is, it's this beautiful little coastal town on Vancouver Island on the west coast, filled with beautiful old growth rainforest. And we went there knowing that this would be one of our last family gatherings together. And when I came back home, when I was unpacking everything, I realized that my mom had handwritten a little note and folded it into my sock so that I wouldn't find it until I came back home. And inside the note, she had written, "Emmy, you can have anything you want because you deserve it." And then 2 months passed and she passed away. And we scattered her ashes on the same beach that we had spent that last family gathering together. So then finally, it was at this point where I was like, okay, life is too short. Like, what am I doing? I can't be stuck in this, you know, place that I hate with this boss that's so demeaning to me. Yet at the same time, I didn't really have a plan. But I just had the faith that the universe would support me in my next steps. So I bought a Canon 70 DSLR and I vowed that this tool will help me to create a future that didn't strangle me. So I practiced shooting and, you know, I volunteered to shoot videos and I kept putting myself out there. I DIY'd my first website, actually with your help through ACAC's bonus lesson. And I created, you know, video how-to content on my blog, but I felt really uncomfortable with putting myself on camera. You know, my whole life I have been behind the camera. And so all these feelings of judgment of like, what is she doing? Why is she talking like this? You know, and all this self-criticism came up. But I also knew that I could teach people the tech. And I knew that I could help people to use videos in their marketing, even if they weren't comfortable on camera, because I was the very same. And so I became relentless in learning online business and, you know, pouring my heart, soul, and sweat into it. But it was really slow traction in the beginning, as I'm sure many people know, you know, overnight success did not come. I created an online course first, because that's what everybody was saying, create an online course. And I sold it to 6 students. And while you might be thinking, well, Emmy, that's actually pretty good, you know, like some people get crickets. And I'm like, yeah, but I had no income and no clients for 7 months. And it was $97, you know, to get into my program. So I hustled, you know, I kept pushing on. And finally, after several months, you know, almost a year of, you know, not getting any clients or any real money, I was really discouraged and thought that this might be the time that I actually had to return to film. It would just be really irresponsible of me to keep going down this path. And so I'll never forget this. I was so discouraged. I went down into my storage locker to pull out my kit, and on this concrete floor with this light bulb above me, all my binders scattered everywhere, you know, all my gear. And as I'm wiping the tears and snot off my face, unloading my kit, a note fell out of my notebook. Mm-hmm. And it was the same note that my mom had written to me during our last family vacation together. And so I thought this was a sign. And it just felt like her, you know, swooping down and wiping the tears off my face and saying, it's okay, you got this, you're so close. And so with this new resolve, I was determined to make it work. And, you know, all around me on this concrete floor, I had proposals and scripts and storyboards of all these blockbuster $1 million budget projects that I'd worked on. And it finally dawned on me. And in that moment, I realized that these brands were willing to spend millions of dollars on advertising campaigns because they knew how to trigger emotions that would lead to connection and buying action. And so I studied all these scripts and I madly created a list of buzzwords and searched for patterns. And I realized that these campaigns were so successful because they had a trifecta of a unique differentiating factor, personified values, and experiential impact. And so from there, I created a 3-part video series to launch my group program again and made my first 5 figures. And since then, I've just created offers and packages and workshops that help my students and clients do exactly the same in their business and reach their clients. So that's my story.
I love it. I didn't know. I mean, I know, you know, little bits, you know, from the beginning, because you definitely reached out to me and said, you know, this is so helpful and things like that. But I had no idea about your whole journey. And I think there is a really common factor here that I keep seeing, you know, as I talk to more people, is that one, it's not easy, right? That, you know, you will make mistakes but you have to try things. You know, clarity comes from taking action, right? And sometimes you have to listen and to be open to opportunities, right? It's like you know, seeing this binder and things like that and trying to understand why is it working for them and how can I apply this to the people that I'm trying to serve right now, right? So,
yeah.
And I think
absolutely.
That's
and also,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, and also, you know, not being afraid to try something different, even if nobody else is doing it yet, you know, even if it might seem a little bit weird or quirky, but if it's infused with your own personality, you know, that's ultimately what connects with other people too. And I hate to use the word authenticity because I feel like it's so overused these days. But, you know, for us as entrepreneurs, as business owners, we have to question ourselves every day, how am I bringing my own truth, my own authenticity to my business and how, you know, I bring it to life in the world every day?
Absolutely. I mean, I just love what you said. I think that, you know, like as we are seeing more and more Facebook Lives and people doing videos, you know, more easily, I don't know if you saw this, but we start to see more real people and more authenticity in people than, you know, how it used to be where videos were all polished and women had to have the makeup and the perfect background. And it felt unreachable for us. It felt like, I don't have all this material. Yeah. I don't have the video guy to do this for me. It's going to cost me a fortune. And God, I don't even know my content. What am I going to say? It's unaffordable, unattainable. And I love that by also being more authentic, you are, it's actually easier because you just be yourself. And yeah, it's easier for people also to try, right? And to just not be perfect. So it ties into storytelling, actually.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us more about the power of storytelling in videos and how you teach it or how you help people find that story and share it through videos?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, in this world where we are constantly hit with a barrage of messaging and offers and lead magnets and all these things that's, you know, in our stimulus. Stories have been around for millennia, since the dawn of man. And even just the pattern of a hero's story arc, in that they are confronted, you know, with a challenge and have to make a decision. And they, you know, there's a climax to that story. That type of pattern is so much more memorable and recognizable, regardless of your cultural background, of your age, you know, of your ethnicity, anything like that. And to take it a step even further, when you can tell a story that's based on a value that you cherish, based on a true lesson that you learned, regardless of whether or not it has to do with business, that's when you reach your audience. You know, not just from the left side of like understanding their story, but also through their hearts, because they then can recognize you as another human being on the other side of that screen. And when it comes to sharing your story, you know, and I know it can be challenging because I've been there before and I go through this with my students all the time, that, you know, it's really not necessarily about coming up with like that perfect story. Yes, you can have a brand story, but storytelling ultimately is a practice that we have to hone in on and you know, work on every single day, just like writing, just like content creation, all these aspects of being an entrepreneur. So one of the things that I always teach to kind of tell people to get started with storytelling is just think about the little things that are going on in your life right now and taking a moment to stop and reflect. You know, what was something that really impacted me emotionally? What upset me? What made me so excited and happy? And why? You know, what is the value, the lesson behind that, that would be helpful to your audience too? And that's storytelling right there, you know, and it doesn't have to be polished or perfect. And, you know, the important thing is that it is a practice, and storytelling ultimately is sharing the contents of your heart in a way that is recognizable to your audience, so that they not only understand it, but they remember it, and they remember those lessons and values that are associated with you as well.
Yeah, I love this. And I think it's important for people to know that storytelling and telling your story doesn't mean that you have to tell everything, right? It's, you know, you can, of course, share as much as you want. And like you said, you know, some people say, well, but I don't have a story. You know, it's boring. There is no such thing as boring, because you're looking at telling story to show that you're human, and that so that people can identify either by something that happened to them or something that could happen to them, and how you reacted on that and the emotion that you felt that came out of it. And I love what you said. I think I just took note. You said that people remember stories, and that's how they're going to remember you, and you're going to have a better impact than just if you say, you know, you just put statements out there. If you can link it to something that happened to you and how it affected you, I think it's going to have that much bigger impact, right?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, we need context, right? And we need context for why this is important, why it's of value to you, and why it's of value to your audience. You know, using stories is a beautiful way to say, hey, you know, this matters to you, without saying, hey, this matters to you, right? It's a very personal way of sharing something. And you're right. You know, we don't have to share everything. And if it's something that is deeply personal that you are still processing, or if you are kind of still, you know, going through and dealing with your emotions of how you feel about it, then you absolutely have the right to keep that to yourself until you're ready to share it or parts of it. And maybe you never will, and that's okay too. You know, I think one of the beautiful things about story is that it's not necessarily about the content of, you know, which story or which context that you choose to share, but rather what are the lessons and the values that you bring forth that you highlight for others.
I love this, because I think that's really ultimately what people will remember. And it's all about that. It's like, what will affect people and what they will remember after they watch the videos. Awesome. So can we talk a bit about building brand videos and what would that look like for a business that, for example, is getting started? Do they have to be on camera? Absolutely. What are the different types of videos, you know, for people that are like very camera shy, for example?
Yeah, totally. So, you know, I always say, if you are making a brand video, you are your best ambassador for your brand. So if you can take that leap, that first step to just being on video, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to do so. And in case you are like, you know, one of the many, many, many people who are in my community who want to, you know, maybe just lose that last 10 pounds or first, you know, get this right before I show up on video, I want to really encourage you to shift your thinking into A, most of the time, us, especially as women, we're much more critical of ourselves than any of your viewers are going to notice.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, whether or not you think that, you know, oh man, why'd I say that like that? Or, oh, I look, you know, I don't like the way I look on camera. Your audience is not, you know, picking you apart visually like we feel like they are sometimes, but rather they're listening to your message. They're listening to your content more so than, you know, whether your hair is out of place or something like that, right? And so, you know, if you are just getting started, one of the things that I always say is start with what you already have. So you don't have to get fancy gear. You don't have to, you know, do this big elaborate setup. The most important thing is that you get started. And brand stories are, you know, and brand videos are really showcasing people what you do, what your values are, and why you stand out from your industry, you know, your competitors, and telling that in a really authentic way, whatever that is to you. So you can absolutely